Well, good morning, everyone. I am your hostess for today. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and welcome to Declare Victory. It is no coincidence that you are here with us today. We know you are going to be blessed, and we thank you for joining us. The defense for today are as follows. As you know, today is Make It Happen Monday. This is where we do service acts and good deeds for someone as Christ would do. Let's be the Jesus that some people may never see. Your Make It Happen Monday moment could be a life-changing connection. Tonight, you are invited to join us this evening for Marriage Matters for married couples and marriage hopefuls at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You will hear real-life lessons and raw discussions as God planned it all to be. Lastly, family, if you have been blessed by the call and understand and believe in the global vision and you are led to partner with Declare Victory in changing lives one day at a time, please visit the Victory Room private forum, the website, or the mobile app and click the link to donate. For all that have decided to give, we thank you, and the people you bless also thank you. There are no online prayer requests. The order of the call for today is as follows. The scripture will be read by the Mrs. Declaration by Sister Pamela. First prayer warrior is Tiffany. Second prayer warrior is Jeff. Third prayer warrior is Pretty Patrice. And closing us out today will be Yolandra. I will repeat that. Scripture by the Mrs. Declaration by Pamela. Prayer warrior number one is Tiffany. Prayer warrior number two, Brother Jeff. Prayer warrior number three is Pretty Patrice, and closing us out again will be Yolandra. If you haven't already done so, please remember to mute your line by using your standard mute feature on your phone or star six or both for the continuity of the call. You all have an awesome, blessed day, and I will speak with you at the top of the hour. Peace and blessings as I pass the call to the missus.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reading 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word as I pass the call.
Good morning. It is so good to be back on the call. It's been a while. I know I've been traveling a lot, and it's just good to be back in the lineup this morning. I'd like to thank Sister Bubbly for greeting us this morning and for the missus for that scripture reading. Thank you so much, both of you, for just allowing God to use you. This morning, I'd like to focus on the topic, letting God have his way, letting God have his way. And the text will be coming from Mark 3, verses 1 through 6. I remember the day vividly. I had just returned home from having dinner with a longtime friend who had been in town for a few weeks on an assignment with the military. Linda was one of the few friends that I had met when I first moved to the Bay Area. She had later became my business partner. Wow, those were the days. We were buying up real estate and flipping houses like we really knew what we were doing. First house we bought was a mess, but we took on the challenge like we were real pros, drawing blueprints and ripping out walls and hiring plumbers and electricians. Then we realized we were way over our heads, but we had the best time ever starting with one house. And before long, we were juggling four houses at one time until that day when the bottom dropped out and we lost our shirt. But we had no idea it was coming. But for some reason, that month, we only had one house left on the market to sell, and we had just won a bid to purchase another one. For some reason, we both had decided to slow down. It appeared that God was in the mix. It appeared that God was working it out for our good. Yes, God had other plans. Yeah, those were the days, but I know they say don't miss business with friendship, but Linda and I just clicked. We just made it look easy. She understood me like no one else did. So I returned from that evening of having dinner with Linda and reminiscing about the good old days. And when I got home, I realized my son had not made it home from work. So I shot him a text and said, "Hey, just got home. Please give me a call and let me know if you need anything." I remembered writing in caps as if to scream out with a sense of urgency, "Please let me know." You see, my son was in town just for a few days trying to finish up on his 15-month commitment with the AmeriCorps. And his plan was to come in town on Wednesday, work until Friday, then fly back out to L.A. that morning on Sunday. But little did he know his plans would soon be interrupted. I went to my room and I began to check my phone to see if he had responded back to the text, but there was nothing. That's odd, I thought. I started off to take a shower and I got dressed for bed, and I remember taking another quick look at my phone as I climbed into bed, and with a feeling of uneasiness, you know how that is as a mother. And I sent him another text saying, "Hey, it's getting late. Feel free to let me know if you need a ride or something. I don't mind coming to get you." And as I hit the send button, I thought, yeah, right, I am so tired. I hope this child walks in this door any day, any minute, you know, because I had no plans of getting out of my bed anytime soon. At least I hope that was the case. I whispered a short prayer, "Lord, please watch over my child and bring him home safely." As a mother of a black male child, some of you know what I'm talking about, with all of the recent police shootings, our worries are so different, and our plans for our children are not to be faced with looking down to the barrel of a gun that's being held by a police officer. Now, don't get me wrong, because I know the flip side of that struggle, because I've been a wife of a police officer for over 20 years. I remember shutting the lamp off as I glanced at my phone one last time to see if my son had responded, but there was nothing. I laid my head on the pillow, and my mind was still wondering if he was okay, and as I tried to shrug it off, "Oh, he's fine. He's probably just decided to stop at the movies or stop to have dinner with a friend and just forgot to let me know what was going on, or maybe his phone is turned off, or maybe he has no charge left on his phone." I know how that is. And I tried to convince myself that all was well in spite of this sense of urgency that was rising up inside of me. I finally closed my eyes and fell myself to sleep, and within 30 minutes, I was awakened by the phone playing, he's intentional, never failing, because all things are working for his good." I love that ringtone. But little did I know how that song would ring true in my life that evening. I answered the phone in hesitation of who would be on the other end, and I heard this voice As I began to focus in, I could hardly understand the broken sentences. Mom, I accident pick up. What, David? Are you okay? I can't understand you. What are you saying? Where are you? What? I jumped out of bed, and as I placed the phone speaker on, I was running around trying to grab my clothes and get dressed in the dark. And David, what are you saying? Where are you? I can't hardly hear you. Mom, I, what? Yes, London, Luke, work, I, accident, I, please. As I heard his words, I began to just panic, and my heart dropped, and I cried out to God, please, God, take care of my child. Take care of my baby. Yes, I know he's almost 30 years old, but he will always be my baby. I got my keys and my shoes, and I ran to the door, and I said to myself, David is going to be all right. I said to him, David, are you there? David, are you there? It's going to be all right. I'm on my way. David, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay on the phone. I'll be there in a minute. As I ran out the house and got into the car, I remember to try to make sense of what he was saying. David, David, I'm on my way. I can hardly hear you. Where are you? Where are you? Jack Lund. What? Did you say Jack London? Where in Jack London? Where are you? David. David, are you there? I seemed to have no concept of how fast I was driving. I only remember in seconds I was sitting at the light getting ready to drive through the Webster Tunnel. And I knew that hundreds of times before, my phone always died the minute I got to the halfway point of the tunnel. My stomach sank. David, David, I'm getting ready to go through the tunnel. I might lose you. David, David, are you there? My eyes start to fill with tears. Could this be the last time I hear my son's voice? God, please let this reception last. As I entered the tunnel, I began to accelerate my speed, thinking if I drove faster, it might not have time to break up or disconnect. But unfortunately, as always, that plan didn't work because, as always, my fear came true. And as I approached the midpoint of the tunnel, sure enough, I could hear the call begin to cut out. God, please. I know this is not happening right now. I don't know where my son is. I have no idea what's happening. Please, God, cover him. Keep him safe, Lord. Please, God. It seemed like that tunnel would never end. All I could say was, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I finally saw the light as I was approaching the end of the tunnel, and I hit the dial last call that appeared on the navigational system, and it began to ring, and I started saying, pick up, pick up, pick up. God, please let them pick up. Mom, David, David, I'm almost at Broadway. I'm almost at Broadway. Where are you? Jack London. I went movie. What? You're at the movies in Jack London? No. Well, where are you? Where are you? God, please help me find this child. Just as I uttered those words, I turned my head to the left, and there, sitting on the curb on Broadway, and second was David. He had his head down, and as I continued to look, as I approached the intersection, I noticed his bike. I immediately made a U-turn. David, I'm here. I'm here. I see you. I see you. I'm almost there. He dropped his head and he laid back on the sidewalk in relief. I pulled up next to him and I jumped out of the car to see my child laying back on the sidewalk. I called out to him, David, David. I rushed over and I tried to help him to sit up. And as I got closer to him, the light reflected on his forehead and I could see blood running down his forehead. David, I'm okay, Mom. I'm okay. He continued to say, no, you are not okay. David, what happened? Come on. Come on, let me help you to the car. I remember opening the car door and trying to help him in, and I ran around to the driver's side to pop the trunk so that I could get the bike rack out. And he kept saying, Mom, just take me home. I want to go home. Okay, David, okay. Just hold tight. I need to get your bike hooked up to the trunk. I opened the trunk. I grabbed some paper towels out and one of those microfiber towels that I usually kept in the trunk to use whenever I had to wash my car at one of those drive-through car wash. And I ran around to him and I handed him the paper towels and I began to dance them on his forehead. And he cringed. Mom, I don't need this. David, yes, you do. Your head is bleeding. Your head is bleeding, son. Really? Yes, yes. I took the towels and I held them to his forehead again, and he cringed. Mom, ow. Mom, stop. David, your head is bleeding. What happened? What happened? Mom, just take me home, please. I had an accident in the bike. I don't know. Okay, let me get your bike on the car. I felt my lips begin to tremble as I tried my heart to fight back the tears, but I was unsuccessful. I finally got the bike hooked up to the back of the car, and I went back to help him with the seatbelt. And as I shut his door, I said another prayer. As I got into the car, he said, oh, yeah, Mom, I think I knocked out my front teeth. And he laid his head back on the headrest of the seat and closed his eyes. What? Your teeth are knocked out? I tried to pry his lips apart to take a look, but he was resisting. David? Are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? Mom, just take me home. But your teeth, David. Mom, take me home. David, as a child, had one of those Michael Strahan type of gaps in his mouth, and his teeth grew in so large in the front that it began to push his other teeth aside, and we constantly tried to convince him to get his teeth fixed and to get braces, but he kept refusing, saying, no, Mom, I like my gap. Soon when he decided to move to L.A., I convinced him, David, you really need to get your teeth fixed because this would help you with opportunities once you go to L.A. And after he finally moved to L.A., he experienced firsthand the superficial attitudes of people, and he began to research the best course of action to correct his dental problem. And we ended up going with veneers. And within a couple of weeks, his teeth looked amazing. But now, my heart ached at the thought of him having to go through that whole process all over again. As I got into the car and headed to the hospital, I frequently glanced at him to make sure that he was still conscious. I'd never seen my adult son in such bad condition, and I could do nothing to make it better. I'm sorry, Mom, he said faintly as tears streamed from the corners of his eyes. I wiped away his tears. I didn't mean to have to bother you this late, Mom, he said, hardly able to speak above a whisper. David, it's not a bother. But I think I ruined the bike, and you just bought that bike. And my teeth, Mom, my teeth. David, what? Who cares? I could get another bike, and who cares? We can get your teeth fixed. Don't worry about that. I'm just glad you are alive, David. I cannot get another you. I'm just happy you're all right. We began crying together as I drove him to the hospital. There he was, banged up, half conscious, with blood running down his face, and all he could think about was being sorry for wrecking the bike and ruining his teeth. Really? Really? But none of that seemed to even matter now. He closed his eyes as we got to the hospital, and I remember pulling up to the ER and running in to get a wheelchair and rolling him in. And even still at that time, he would say, Mom, Mom, please take me home. I'm like, David, we're at the hospital. Blood is coming down your head. And he'd raise up and be, what? Blood? Blood? David, yes, we're at the hospital. You need to get seen. He was in the hospital for a few days with a severe concussion, and his dental process has only just begun. And once he returned home, his pain has been so excruciating, and his recovery has been a while. Now, as for the bike, yeah, it was messed up, and it will be repaired, but he's got one more phase to go with his teeth before they're completely repaired. But none of that seems to matter because my joy with him being alive has been far greater than anything that I would spend replacing teeth or repairing a bike. It was like none of that mattered. I had no time to be focused on a bike or replacing his teeth. I was just so glad that God had spared my son's life. Mark 3:1-6 talks about when Jesus went to the synagogue with this man with a withered hand and he needed healing. And the Pharisees, who were enemies of Jesus, were waiting to see if Jesus was going to break the law and begin to heal this man on the Sabbath. Because the Pharisees tried to keep all of these rules and force everyone else to keep these rules as well. But Jesus wasn't bound by the rules, and he was not bound by their perceptions. And knowing what they thought, he still told the man with those condition, with this condition to stand in front of everyone. And he asked the man, even though he knew it was unlawful on the Sabbath, he asked the man, the Pharisee, do you think that it is unlawful to heal on the Sabbath or to do good on the Sabbath? And the man didn't answer, and Jesus was so angry with them at their heart. He was so grieved that they were so fixated on finding fault that they couldn't even see the good that he was going to do by healing this man. And despite the Pharisees' short-sightedness, Jesus still told the man to stretch out his hand. And at Jesus' command, the man stretched out his hand, and his hand was completely restored. And after an amazing miracle, you would think that the Pharisees would worship God and acknowledge that this once afflicted man had received healing. But yet in the eyes of the Pharisees, the law was broken, and that was all that mattered. They tried to put Jesus in this box, and they tried to make him fit their mold. But this is what I want us to see this morning, that because they obsessed over what they viewed was broken, they couldn't see what was fixed. We've all made that mistake at one time or another. It's a trick of the enemy to keep us distracted and to keep us discouraged and to keep us upset and disillusioned. Satan wants us to feel resentment about the things that are going on in our life. He's trying to drive us away from God. He wants us to feel angry and bitter and let down. But the one who loves us unconditionally is God. And if we stop looking at the things that are broken or the things that are broken in our lives, we overlook the areas where God is restoring and providing and blessing and favoring us. Perhaps your disappointment over a broken dream or a broken relationship, a broken heart, or a broken promise, and you feel like your life is shattered in a million pieces like I felt that day. It's not easy, and you don't understand what God is doing. Seems to be defying logic. And like the Pharisees, we might feel like we know what God should do and what he ought to do, but God's ways are not like our ways. His plan is better. And the way that God is going to bless us is going to exceed our expectation, but we need to trust his process. So today we need to let go of our plans and let God have his way. We need to release our notion of how things should be and let God have his way and let God bless us beyond we can ever imagine. Let God have control. Let God bless us his way. Let God deliver us. Let God open the doors. Let God restore us his way. Let God fix it his way. Let God have his way as I pass the call.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come and we thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, for blessing us with a new day. Thank you for breathing life into our bodies on this morning, Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing us to come to you, Lord, to give you praises, to give you honor, to give you glory. We thank you, Lord, that we can come and lay our burdens and our troubles down at your feet, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you watched over us last night as we slept, Lord. Thank you, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger fell on us, Heavenly Father, as we slept, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just thank you, God, for giving us one more day. Lord, we ask and we come, Lord, asking for forgiveness, Lord, for our sins, for anything, Lord, that we have done against you, Lord. We pray that you will forgive us and that you will cleanse us and that you will renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are alive and that we are breathing, Lord. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that you care about us. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, Lord, and we love you. God, we love you with all our heart and our soul, Lord. Lord, we couldn't live this life without you. We just bless you, God. Lord, we thank you for the word brought by Sister Pamela this morning, God. Lord, we just pray that you will continue to bless her, to pour back into her what she has poured out to us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just pray, Heavenly Father, that we would just let go and let you, God, take control of our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that we would not be worried and concerned about what's going on in our lives, Lord, and how you're going to fix it, Lord, but help us just to walk in your peace and in your grace, Heavenly Father, knowing, Lord, that you are going to answer our prayers, Lord Jesus.
And Lord, we come lifting our prayers to you. You know all of the prayer requests. You know all of our concerns. You know all of our issues. And Lord, we just pray and trust and stand on your word, Heavenly Father, that every spoken prayer request, every prayer request that was not spoken, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord. And we believe that you are going to handle them according to your perfect plan. Heavenly Father, we just continue to lift up the entire Declare Victory family, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless our families. Bless our homes. Bless our comings and our goings throughout this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray that you will continue to give us traveling grace, dear Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will direct our paths on this day, dear Lord. Lord, help us in our decision-making, Lord. Help us, Lord, to lean on you and to seek your face, Heavenly Father. Lord, help us to walk celebrating and praising you, Lord, for the victories that you're going to bring into our lives, Heavenly Father. And Lord, let us not walk around in fear or in worryness, Heavenly Father, but to walk in victory. And we're declaring that this day is going to be a great day. We are declaring decreeing that something great is going to happen to us and through us on this day, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just thank you, God, for Beverly, for greeting us this morning, Heavenly Father, and for this is scripture. Again, I thank you for Pamela for her awesome heart share. And Lord, I pray for Jeff and pretty Patrice and Yolandra who will come after me, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I pray that you will bless their homes, that you will bless their day. And dear Lord, I pray that you will continue to lift up Dion, Heavenly Father, and Josiah and her family, Heavenly Father. I pray that you will continue to strengthen them and walk with them and bless their homes and bless their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this day. We honor you, we bless you, and we glorify you for being an awesome God. Lord, we just lift you up and we praise you and we magnify you, Lord, for the wonderful things that you are going to do, Heavenly Father. Continue to give us peace, Lord. Let us ignite the peace that you have left us with, Heavenly Father. Give us the strength to keep pushing it, to keep going forward, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, help us not to give up. Lord, help us not to give in to the pressures and to the worries of life, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you and we love you. We thank you, Lord, that you have ushered us into a new month, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you have seen us through the month of January all the way through October, Heavenly Father. And we just bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, that regardless of what we're going through, Lord, the things that we have experienced in this year, Heavenly Father, we just praise you, Lord, that we're still standing. And, Lord, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We just give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. As this is my prayer to you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray as I pass the call.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for another day and another opportunity, Lord God, to cry out to you and to reverence you, Lord God, and to praise your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, this morning we raise up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God, and we say thank you, Lord God, for the finished work of the cross, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for sending your Son, Lord God, to hallelujah, for the remission of our sins, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we have so much to be thankful for, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, we continue, Lord God, to lift up our children to you this morning, Lord God, and say thank you, Lord God, for their covering, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for a speedy recovery, Lord God, for your son David, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that hallelujah, that his healing is already taking place, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that those concussions, Lord God, must succeed, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for his healing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for comforting his mother's heart, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that she, Lord God, drove up to the Broadway and there he was sitting on the corner, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for overseeing that situation, Lord God. Thank you for covering our children. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that our hearts, Lord God, could be at ease, Lord God, as we live each day, Lord God, knowing that they are covered by the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for covering our marriages. We lift up our marriages to you this morning, Lord God. I lift up my marriage, Lord God, my wife, Lord God. Hallelujah. I say thank you, Lord God, for blessing my household, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We have so much to be thankful for this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I say thank you, Lord God, for the warm blankets, Lord God, the soft mattress and the pillows, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. Lord God, I also lift up those that are less fortunate than myself, Lord God, those that are in a homeless situation, Lord God, those that slept outside in the elements, up under the stars last night, Lord God, in need of an extra blanket, Lord God. I say hallelujah. Bless them today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make a way, Lord God, where they open up more shelters, Lord God. The winter, Lord God, is rapidly approaching, Lord God. So, Lord God, I lift up those, Lord God, that are less fortunate than ourselves, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for our finances and our income, Lord God, for those of us that have jobs, Lord God, that the hallelujah. Lord God, I pray for our workplaces this morning, Lord God. Cover us today, Lord God. Cover our finances, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for peace and harmony, Lord God, in the workplace, Lord God. Lord God, I also lift up those, Lord God, that are seeking employment, Lord God, looking, Lord God, for a way to provide for the families, Lord God. Bless them today, Lord God, with that job that you have for them. Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God. Lord God, we also continue, Lord God, to pray for our family members and our communities, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Our neighbors, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray your protection, Lord God, over our communities today, Lord God. Bless us today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for covering our unsaved loved ones, Lord God, until they reach that point, Lord God, where they fall down on their knees for themselves, Lord God, and cry out to you, Lord God. Until that time, Lord God, we continue to lift them up, Lord God, and pray your protection and cover them, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, this morning we even lift up our enemies to you this morning, Lord God, with a sincere heart, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, that you may bless them, Lord God, in the same way that you have blessed us, Lord God, that you allow them to have, hallelujah, some of the same gifts, Lord God, that you have blessed us with, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, with a pure heart, Lord God. Bless them with a heart, Lord God, of forgiveness, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. With an open mind, Lord God, allowing the love of Christ, Lord God, hallelujah, to come in. That, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we continue to, hallelujah, prayer line, declare victory, Lord God, and all of those that are protected to this, connected to this prayer line this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, for increase, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we surrender and we turn our will and our lives over to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for covering us today, Lord God. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord God. And, Lord God, as I prepare to pass the call this morning, Lord God, I want to say thank you, Lord God, for this month, the month of October, Lord God. Hallelujah. This year is coming, oh, hallelujah, coming to a close, Lord God. It's coming to an end, Lord God, this year, Lord God. Thank you for this month, Lord God, where that I get an opportunity to celebrate 2 years, Lord God, at the end of this month, Lord God, of being connected to Declare Victory Prayer Line, Lord. And Lord God, you have done so much in my life and in my marriage, Lord God, in the past couple of years, Lord God, through the power of prayer, Lord God. And for that, Lord God, I say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line, Lord God. Thank you for covering us today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, as I pass the call.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. We say thank you for this day, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives down on the inside of each and every one of us. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God, that we can see another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We ask that you forgive us for our sins, O God. You said in your word, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. In the name of Jesus. So we ask right now, O God, that you forgive us for our sins, God. Continue to use us for your glory, O God. Let your light shine so that others may know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Decrease in us so that you may increase. In the mighty name of Jesus. I stand in agreement with all those that pray before me, God. Thank you, God, for covering this line, God. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives and what you're yet going to do, God. Thank you for our health, our strength, our jobs, our homes, food on the table, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. God, we don't take it for granted. We know that we are blessed going in and blessed going out, God. Thank you, God, for every family represented on this line, and we pray your protection over us, God. We ask that you continue to cover us with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the sacrifice of your only begotten Son so that we might be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I come right now, God, lifting up those that are in the military to you, God. Isaiah Ramirez, Tamara Hope, Lauder Amalo Oliver, Devin Cook Oliver, Janae Stripling, Angelica Renee Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchison, Jarvis Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jalen Jones, Amaria Jackson, Joshua Jones, Emmanuel Jackson, Maurice Lewis, Patrick Polk II, Rodney Cook, Sophia Bello, Jason Kugler Brown, and Sheldon Nave, God. I lift them up to you and I ask your protection over their lives, God. Keep them when they know not even to be kept, God. I thank you for their sacrifice and their courage, God. And I pray, oh God, that you continue to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Bring them home safely, God. I pray for our President of this United States of America and his family, God. I pray, oh God, as he end up his serve, I pray, oh God, that you continue to cover him, God, as he end up his term, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for heads of city and heads of state. I pray for all the pastors all over the world, God. Bring forth laborers to their vineyard, God. I pray that souls will be won in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for all those that are praying and preaching all over the world, preaching your word. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to praise your holy name. Thank you, God, for saving a wretch like me. I give you honor. I give you glory. And as I prepare to pass the call, I love you, Lord Jesus. I trust you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I give thanks. Amen, amen, and amen. As I pass.
Hello, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God, for your Son, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who is among us and in us, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, thanking you for all you've done in
done and will do and have done, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've heard the prayer requests, the supplications and petitions, Lord Jesus, those that were spoken and those that were unspoken. And Lord, we're so glad that you know, and we know that you know, Lord, everything, every need, every desire, Lord Jesus. So we just leave those prayer requests at the throne, Lord. We pray that Dee Dee's sister Gloria will travel safely back to her home. We are gracious, Lord, and we are thankful, Lord, for that visit, Lord, that it was a good visit, Lord, an overdue visit, Lord. And we know that only you made that visit possible, Lord, so we just thank you. We thank you for that relationship, that it will continue to foster and nurture, Lord, and grow, Lord Jesus. We pray for our Aretha, Lord. Some of us, Lord Jesus, we know that you exist, Lord Jesus. We know that you are all-knowing and all-powerful, Lord Jesus, but our hearts sometimes, Lord, are hard. Lord, we are resistant. So we pray, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would just touch her, Lord. Cause her to stumble in some way, Lord Jesus, perhaps so that she will know you and call upon you and seek your face and become dependent on you, Lord Jesus. Soften her heart, Jesus. We know it's possible, Lord. So we just call out Aretha's name right now, Lord, and we leave her at the throne for you, Lord, to mold Jesus, to be as clay, Lord, to form unto your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are so thankful that Gwen's house is in escrow, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, that you found someone that will buy her home, Lord Jesus. So we're thankful for that praise report, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will have your way in every area of our lives, Lord. We know, Jesus, we know, Heavenly Father, that if you don't do anything else, Lord, we know you have already done enough, Lord Jesus. We pray that every prayer, every supplication, every word, every deed, Lord, that we may have done, Lord, that is unlike you, that you would remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I'm so grateful, Father God. I'm so grateful that you gave us Jesus. Lord, he covers all our sins, Lord, all our inefficiencies, Lord, everything. He is everything, Lord. He is the answer, Lord Jesus, and we are so grateful. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we pray that when we come to you, Lord, we ask things that are according to your will. Lord, we pray that we will think of others before we think of ourselves, Lord Jesus. We pray to be more like you, to become a vessel of your will. Hallelujah, Lord. That's all we live for. We pray to be obedient, Lord, to think about you, Lord, in every thought, action, and deed. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, hallelujah. We know you are great. We know you are able to do all things, anything, everything, Lord, above and beyond our expectations. And for that, we are grateful. Lord, I cannot fathom your majesty, Lord. I can't fathom your power, Lord Jesus. But I know in my spirit, I know you are, I know you will be, Lord, and I know you can do, Lord. So we just thank you right now in the magnificent name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you said in your word in James 4:8, that if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Lord, and I believe that. Hallelujah. Lord, you say in Luke 12:12, Jesus, that if we come to you, Lord, and we don't know what to say, that the Holy Spirit will speak for us on our behalf. And I am grateful, Lord Jesus. Some of us, Lord, are suffering. Some of us may have areas of unbelief or disbelief or just whatever it is, Lord Jesus, but we know you cover it all. Lord, you said in Psalms 9:10, Lord, that those who know your name trust you, Lord. Though that we seek your face, Jesus, and you have never forsaken those who seek you. So, Lord, we seek you right now. You've heard everything. You know our hearts. Lord, you know our supplications, you know our petitions, you know our prayers, you know our needs for jobs, Lord, for safety in our communities, Lord, for peace in the government, Jesus, for protecting those in the military and other fashions of the United States government, Jesus. We know, Lord Jesus, everything. And though, Lord, we pray for peace, Lord, we know some things must come to pass, Lord. So we pray for your protection, Lord Jesus. But most of all, Lord, we pray for your will, and we pray for the acceptance of your will. Those who have lost loved ones, Lord Jesus, we just ask, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to do as you see fit. For everything is done according to your will. Nothing passes through you. Come to us, Lord, without passing through you first. So, Lord, I am so grateful. I am so grateful that I'm a child of God. I am so grateful that you plucked me out the muck and the mire, Lord Jesus. I am so grateful that you stood us up, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, as we prepare to open this call to praise you collectively, to praise you bountifully, Lord, to praise you magnificently, Lord, to the top of our voices, we invite you in right now, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We open this call, Lord, and praise your name. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you are wonderful. Oh, you are magnificent. Lord Jesus, there's no one like you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jehovah Nisi. Oh, Jehovah Rapha. Oh, Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. You are magnificent. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for everything. Praise your name for everything. Hallelujah, we lift you up right now, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. For everything you are, you are true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are magnificent, Lord Jesus. Your word stands forever, Lord Jesus. Everything we need, Lord Jesus, you will lift us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The battle is not mine, but it's yours, Father God.
Yes,
Jehovah, 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 Jesus. Jesus, I just call your name, Jesus. You are wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, Jesus, 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 L
are grateful, Lord. Yes. You have heard our prayers and petitions, Lord Jesus. We are your children, Lord Jesus. You chose us,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, I just thank you right now. We thank you right now collectively, Lord. We thank you right now individually, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you for everything. You are wonderful.
Yes.
You are amazing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. So, Lord, as I prepare the pastor's call, Lord Jesus, know, Lord, that we love you, Lord Jesus. Know, Lord, that we are obedient to you, Lord Jesus. Know, Lord, that we seek your face. All these things we ask in the powerful name of Jesus, Father God, we are grateful and humble. In Jesus' name, amen, as I pass the call.
Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your hostess for this morning. We hope that you have been blessed by the call, that something has touched and changed and encouraged your day. We just thank God for you. By any chance that we have any first-time visitors who didn't get a chance to say good morning, this is your time. Good morning. All right, if we have any victors who may have gotten on the call after we got started and did not get a chance to say good morning, this is also your time. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice. Good morning, Bubby.
Hey,
morning,
Pretty Patrice.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby doll.
Good morning. This is Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning, Tiffy. Anyone else?
Good morning, family. This is Pam.
Hey, morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pam.
Morning.
Good morning, family. It's Sandra.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Janice.
Good morning, Janice. Happy Monday.
You too.
Anyone else?
Amen. Well, we hope you'll be able to stay on the rest of the call, which is the next portion, which is the Love, Life, and Victory portion of the call. Hopefully you have an awesome, blessed day in the Lord. I thank God for each and every one of you who called in. And Sister Pam, welcome back. So good to hear your sound, Sister. As always, just a blessing. You all have a blessed day as I pass the call.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bubbly, and thank you for all the prayer warriors who just really prayed down heaven today. This morning, there's a couple of scriptures I want to point out. There's Psalms 18:30, and it says, "For God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He heals all who takes refuge in Him." And then, of course, we all know Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans that you to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So this morning, I'd like to open the call for anyone who has any comments or maybe the declaration spoke to you, or any questions or further clarification.
Good morning, Pamela. This is Trina.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for the declaration. Yes, it did have touched me. I have many stories related to what you went through. This particular one falls on a 10-year anniversary, which is today. October 3rd, 2006, my son was in a bad car accident. And what happened was the night before he was in a car accident, I had a dream. The Lord placed a dream in my heart. It was a warning dream because in the dream, it was I seen two caskets. And my son had stayed with a friend that night. And I was led to pray. And so I prayed. And then maybe a couple of hours, I heard a knock on my door. It was about 3-something in the morning. Bang, 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 knocking on my door. So I ran down and answered the door. And they said that my son was in a car accident. So I got dressed and ran over to my mom's house, and I told her that my son was in a car accident. So we both went over. We didn't know where to go. We didn't know what hospital he was in, where was the accident at, or nothing like that. So so we went to one of the, I don't know, we called the police. I don't know what we did, but we ended up at Kaiser Hospital. And come to find out, my son's friend, well, he knew him since kindergartner. He was in the hospital, and we met his uncle. He was crying, and so we could console him. And the son, and that his nephew was in the hospital bed. My mother went to him and by his side and prayed for him and everything. And come to find out, he was bleeding internally. He was the one that was got ejected from the car, and was hit. The car hit the tree. So he was the one that was ejected from the car. And still didn't, at that time, still didn't know where my son was. But we stayed there at the hospital praying and everything. And then a chaplain, anyway, we found out where he was. I know I'm missing some steps, but I think I took my mother home, and then so me as the being a, at that time a president of the PTA at my school, I went to the school and to see if everything was all right, and I told them what was going on that I had to go and leave because I think I was supposed to be at that meeting. So I left, and I guess many calls, I made a lot of calls, and I found out that my son was in John Muir Hospital. Still didn't know what was going on with my son. When I reached the hospital, my son was all bandaged up with the head and the mouth and everything and his legs. Come and find out my son was the second person that was bad from this accident. He had a broken femur on the left leg. He had his lip splitted open, missing teeth in the front, at the top and the bottom teeth was all gone. It was missing. And then concussion, I believe he had. And Ron, so all that was going on. So anyway, from the day my son is doing okay because they had to put a plate in his chin area. He had to put a plate there, and had to put a plate in his right femur. We got the right plate out from his leg. He got that out. But he still, I tried to get his teeth fixed, and he still, they did do a partial in his teeth, but it still was, you know, it took a long process to get that done. But his teeth is still not fixed. But anyway, going before that, his friend, the kindergarten, the one that passed away, he was on my prayer list, so I prayed for him for his salvation. And my mother had led him to the Lord, and he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he was in a troubled relationship with his parents and his grandparents, and he was staying with his uncle. But anyway, he came to me before the accident. And I was in my garage, and we was talking and everything, and I asked him again, are you sure, you know, I asked him about salvation and everything. He said, yeah, I believe I'm saved. And so I guess in the next month, that's when they had that car accident. So I know where he is right now. He's up there in heaven. And I wanted to share that story to everyone and hope that would touch someone's heart. Have a good day.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Wow. Is there anyone else who would like to share at this time? I'm just seeing how God works everything out for good, and how God's plans are not our plans, and you know, but if we just trust Him, that He always works it out for good. Is there anyone?
Good morning, Pamela. This is Ruth.
Hi, good morning, Ruth.
How you doing? Nice to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, Ruth.
Thanks. It's all cracky this morning. I absolutely know that God's plans are better than hours, and I know definitely better than mine. I've made some crazy decisions in the past. So I'm trusting Him for whatever He's going to do with my life right now, my family, my marriage. I'm just trusting Him. And I really can't wait to see what the outcome is going to be and whether it is what I want or not, I know that he's still in it and he will get the glory out of every situation. I'm glad that your son, you know, is okay. And as you were talking, it reminded me of my son. He was jumped by four guys. He's 31 now. Yeah, 31 in March this year. And at 29, he got jumped by four guys here in Sacramento at the basketball court. And he still don't know why, but I told him, I said, you can't play basketball with anybody. You know, you need to upgrade your friends. And a lot of these guys are just used to fighting. And I said, they don't, you like the new guy. You from the Bay Area. They don't really, you know you. And you're trying to be friends with these guys, but they don't really like you. And then when he got his little Lexus, they really just changed, you know. And I'm grateful that my son is alive and well, and they didn't kill him, because four of them jumped him and they was stomping. And he said he just remember being stomped, somebody stomping his head to the ground. And I just don't understand why people can be so cruel. And I know my son didn't say nothing. I know my son. And so, because he's not confrontational, you know, he's not a confrontational. He don't start mess and nothing like that. He just say he don't understand. He thought they was cool, but he it took him till recently to stop talking about it and playing it back in his head. And he was so angry, he wanted to do something about it and go back and get him. I said, no. I said, just let the Lord handle it, you know. But I'm grateful that he's alive and well today. And it's just unfortunate that so many, you know, innocent people have to suffer by the hands of fools and evil people. But today he's in Anchorage, Alaska, and he's thought about coming back a few times. And I told him, I said, you know, unless you're going to upgrade your friends, you know, there's no reason to come back to Sacramento. So he's doing well with Tamisha in Anchorage, Alaska, and he has a baby on the way in about 5 months. So, yeah, I pray for every young black man, because they have to endure so much. You know, I even worry about my husband, and he don't understand the worry that I have. It's that, you know, are you going to come back home? Every time you pull out that garage, you may or may not make it back home, and you got to worry about the guys, got to worry about the police. And I tell him the same thing. You don't know these guys out here. You know, they're on another level. You can't be friends with everybody. So I absolutely pray for every black man. Their lives really at stake daily.
Amen. Thank you so much for your share. As the scripture that I used today was in Mark, and it was about how, you know, Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath. And, you know, sometimes we tend to focus on the wrong things. Sometimes we get caught up in the material things, the car being damaged or the teeth being knocked out. And, you know, we focus on, you know, what's broke and not what God's really doing in our lives. And how many of us have found ourselves in that situation where, you know, we are taking our eyes off of what God is really doing, and we focus on other areas, like, you know, what's broke or what's not right. Well, maybe that. Hello? Well, I just want to encourage all of us today to just let God have his way. We never know what God is doing in the lives of our young people or in our lives or what he's trying to do in our lives. Let us focus on God working things out according to his plan in our lives. And, you know, things, our days aren't going to always go the way we plan them to go or the way we think they should go. But if we just trust that God's got it and that ultimately it's going to work together for our good, and according to his plan, that it's going to be all right. I want to pray that you all have a blessed, blessed, blessed day. And I look forward to hearing you all on the call tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And take care. I love you to life. And look forward to hearing you guys tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye.